Have a ship 22 mission is 6 second um a mash mission bivnai my ayim one may anoint and rub oil on himself, especially on his stomach, and that would be okay. That was quite normal, and what it's talking about here is a gentle rubbing or a you know of oil over the body, and this was done for enjoyment. Avalo mis amlin, but what can't do is what can't knead. And what this is talking about is rubbing the body vigorously. Now it's more like a remedy. It's more like a refuah, which is not permitted on Shabbos. Almost like a massage. Velo misgardin, and also one can't scrape off. One can't take a brush on Shabbos and scrape off with the brush one's skin, etc. And this is forbidden, not because of a refuah, not because it's a remedy, but because this was considered a weekday activity and not appropriate to be done on Shabbos. Next case, ein yordin le kordima. One may not go down into the kordima, which was a certain river, and the bottom of this river was very smooth clay and very slippery. And the concern was that if a person walked even a little bit into the river, they would slip and fall into the river, and they would come to wet their clothes. So the Mishnah is saying, don't go down into this kordima river. Vein oisin a pikt vazin. One can't use a pictavazin, a potion which causes food to be vomited. And again, this is a remedy, and a person wouldn't be able to take that potion. But interesting, he brings down the notes that a person would be able to put a finger into their throat to induce vomiting. This potion induced vomiting, and the person can't take the potion, but he could put a finger into his throat to induce vomiting if he needed to do that. The ein ma'atzvin es akatan, and a person may not manipulate a child, which it says over here is talking about correcting or straightening the bones of the child, and that wouldn't be permitted on Shabbos because this is a refuah, and also it brings over here could even be considered in the category of building, like straightening out the bones. Vein mechazirin es hashever, and also one may not set a fracture, a broken bone may not be set on Shabbos. Interesting is that the Gemara brings that the Halacha does not follow this Mishnah, and one can set a fracture on Shabbos. Mi shenifraka yada veraglo, one who, if his hand or his foot were dislocated, this is not considered dangerous, says the Mishnah, and therefore lo yitrafein betzena, and he can't rub or run cold water onto them at the place of the dislocation, because everyone can see his hand or his foot is dislocated, and he's therefore putting the water on it to effect a cure, and that wouldn't be permitted. But what he can do is wash his hands and his feet in the normal manner, and if he is healed, he is healed, because that doesn't appear to be a remedy. Okay, so these healing questions, what is allowed and what isn't allowed on Shabbos, is quite complicated. And obviously the best thing to do is if a person has trouble, chas v'shalom, so then they should ask if they're not sure. Obviously if it's a life-threatening situation, everything gets pushed aside. But if it's not, and a person's not sure, so then they really need to ask their local Orthodox rabbi who knows the law and can advise them what they are and aren't allowed to do.